For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. We can take our seat. Praise God, can take our seat. Welcome, welcome to church. Welcome your neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome to the month of June, 6th month of 2020. Hallelujah. It's obvious the dinner had fallen on the member of this church. Very sweet. Praise God. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Hallelujah. The month of June is our month of prayer and the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's our month of prayer and the word. Luke 18, verse 1, and then Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Now, can we read together? And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that what? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Can we read it once again? Just verse 1. Okay, sorry, sir. But should we read this one also? Now let's read this one together. 1, 2, 3, go. But we will give ourselves continually to what? Prayer and to the ministry of the word. You're not reading, I'm not worried. Now can we read it like young people? 1, 2, 3, go. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now prayer is a communication between God and man. Take note about the next element that is initiated by man. Prayer is a communication between God and man. But then, when God speaks to you, normally it's not prayer. But when you initiate it, you speak and then God replies. That is prayer. Are we together? Prayer is communication between man and God that is initiated. So, when you just talk to God, you just talk with God, you are praying. Hallelujah. But John Wesley that said, it appears as if God will do nothing unless or until a man prays, unquote. Hallelujah. Your life is at the mercy of your prayer life. Now, our topic today is the lifestyle of prayer. Lifestyle, not just prayer, but until prayer becomes a lifestyle, it has no impact, it has no effect, or the effect is minimal. Until prayer becomes a lifestyle. A lifestyle, lifestyle, praise God. Until prayer becomes your waking breath and your last thought before you sleep, prayer will have no impact. You know, there was a time I thought on the power of praise. I was meditating on that. God gave me a revelation that, you know, until, you know, more time you go to church and then you hear someone, the power of praise. And then you say, now I'll praise God to praise to my victory. Hallelujah. God cannot be bribed by those who won't dance. It has to be a lifestyle. Are we together? So the lifestyle of prayer, say with me, the lifestyle of prayer. I receive the grace to be addicted to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the fact about prayer I want to note is, the first thing is, prayer brought you to the kingdom, and prayer will sustain you in the kingdom. Prayer brought you into this kingdom, and prayer will sustain you in the kingdom. How did you get saved? Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. Verse 10 says, with the heart, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth, confession is made unto what? You know, when you later pray, say, can you say the sinner's prayer? Is that correct? Come on, is that correct? So it was prayer that got us saved. So prayer will sustain us. You know, in every spiritual realm, the way you got something is the way you sustain it, true? You got it by prayer, you sustain it by prayer. You got it by fasting, you remain fasting till you die. You got it by meditation. And in the realm of the spirit, the way you get something, that is why people renew their sacrifices year in, year out. True or yes? Because that is the way, thank God of the above. But that is the way you got it, and that is the way you sustain it. Number 2, I want to note, is God hears every prayer, but he only answers prayers according to his word.
Very powerful. Anytime you talk to God, God is hearing you. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 3, the Bible says there is no voice or language that is not heard before God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 says, anytime we call on God, God always hears us. Are we together? But in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, 1 Peter, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Now, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, 1 John 5:14. God hears every prayer, but only answers the one that are in accordance to his will. But we say, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we what? Ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now this heareth us means he answered us. Are we together? So God hears every prayer. If you pray, Lord, let today become Saturday, God heard your prayer. Do you understand? Today is Sunday, we can pray. God, Father, let today be Saturday. Did God hear that prayer? He had it, but he will not do it. Because he's not in accordance with his will. All together. Number three, quickly. We make requests to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ through the help of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 says we should pray our Father. Is that correct? John 15, verse 16. Can we have John 15, 16 on the screen? We pray to the Father. Now, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it unto you. Praise God. Now, there are many times you can talk as your Holy Spirit, I need your help. But generally, I'm not saying you cannot talk to the Holy Spirit altogether, but generally, the order in the Bible, we ask God our Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, I want us to know that the catalyst for prayer is the word of God and fasting. That is why I want to tell us the Bible is an announcement. Hallelujah. The catalyst for prayer is the word of God and fasting. That is the why this month of June is the word, our month of prayer and fasting. Acts chapter 6, verse 4 said they will give themselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word of God. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. So as a church, this is the first time I declare it officially. As a church, these first 7 days, hallelujah, from Monday to Sunday, or from Monday to Saturday, we'll be having a 7 days prayer and fasting. Are we together? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if you're next, I smile and shout hallelujah. Just miss a breakfast, miss a lunch, hallelujah. We are praying for the year 2020. This year must answer.
Amen.
Corona notwithstanding. Everything that you have missed from Corona, in case you have missed something, me, I've not missed anything. But what people are saying, there is a casting down. Therefore, we say, in every area of my life, the greatest testimony I've ever had happened in this Corona period. Spiritually, financially, all-wise, even for the ministry, altogether. What we used to get in 2 years, we got it in 1 month, financially, this Corona. Personally, I've testified before of an Allah that came to me that I've never seen. I was born to this world. So, notwithstanding, 2020 has a loss for us. But until we engage prayer, now this is June, 6 months have gone. Anything that is supposed to happen must happen by fire. Do you understand? Anything that must happen, we will pray and fast at least minimum of one hour in tongues. Welcome, switch your phone, airplane mode. Time yourself, put alarm. Alarm doesn't ring, tongues must not stop. Say with me, alarm doesn't ring.
Tongues must not stop.
1 hour, just time yourself. Alarm will never stop. It did not ring, tongues must not stop. 20 minutes change gear, 40 minutes accelerate. Last 10 minutes, fire. When 1 hour you begin to declare to 2020, all together. That will be the order. Whenever we come, we'll take more time to pray. Friday again, we'll take more time to pray. Okay, so 7 days prayer and fasting from tomorrow down to Saturday. And I tell you, we'll see the results. Number five, I want to know is what your word that you speak, your thoughts, and your imaginations are all forms of prayer. So can we have Ephesians 3 verse 20 on screen? Everything you say, everything you think about, everything you imagine is a form of prayer. Now, all unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we what?
Ask
or think. If you want to mess, Pastor, this is one of the greatest revelations I'm getting from you, is your words create your life. Say with me, my words create my life. Where you are today as a result of the things you said in the past. Believe it. I'm thinking of your words create your life and your thoughts. Once you think poverty, your portion is poverty. That is what the Bible says. God does not only do what you say, but what you think. So as you are thinking, your thoughts are prayers. Is that what the Bible says? Thank you for the line. He said, God bless you. I've got your prayer to be answered. Hallelujah. All that we think or ask. Are we together? So begin to edit your thought. Edit that thought of drinking. Edit that thought of singleness. No, you cannot be single. Edit that thought of poverty, of your family clan, of the witches in your family. Edit it. Because God will answer your prayer. And I see your thought being edited by the word of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Refusing to pray is disobedience. And it is sinning. Refusing to pray as a lifestyle. For you refusing to pray, you are committing a sin. Luke 18 verse 1 is that it's supposed to say, men ought to always to pray. I think my voice. Welcome. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, pray without. Is that an instruction, a question, or a desire?
Instruction.
Is that an instruction?
Instruction.
Pray without ceasing. In 1 Samuel 12, verse 23, Samuel said that I will not sin against God by what? Refusing to pray for you. 1 Samuel 12, 23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should what?
Sin against the Lord.
Sin against the Lord is ceasing to pray. So your prayerlessness is sin. Today, it will be over.
Amen.
Because they're taking communion and there will be an impartation of the addiction of prayer. So like somebody that smokes ganja, wakes up in the morning, his body is shaking until he smokes before he comes back to a belief group. It will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a possibility. Fact. Sometimes, if I don't do certain things I do in a week, I am abnormal. You know the way a software begins to malfunction? You are clicking enter, you're doing pause. That is the way my system begins to behave. That is, if I don't have anything, at least I know I have increased in faith. Praise God. And then today is your day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, prayerlessness is a sign of prodigality, rebellion, and independent spirit. Psalm 39 verse 5. Prayerlessness is a sign of prodigality. Hey! Rebellion and independent spirit. Now, behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And don't forget Luke chapter 15, verse 13. The Bible says, the son got up and ran away from his father. Look at the face of your neighbor and the way I'm looking at you. You will never become a prodigal son. Hallelujah. Your neighbor is his face looking guilty. The face looking guilty. Hallelujah. Prayerless is a sign of, because what if you are telling God, I can do it without you? I don't need to pray, it will work. I have this class, I am fine, I will marry. Okay. I have connected, I have somebody in the Senate. And by the Senate President, the House of Representatives, all of them are my uncle from my father's side. The other ones are uncle from my mother's side. You say you make it in life. Okay. Then, of course, you know that the reason why most of these people don't pray. Because if they don't have need, if you come now, there is $10 million in your account, there is $15 billion. What prayer point will be there to pray? Now, just think about it. Apart from prayer, don't ask, do you think prayer had a prayer? He has a halogen yacht. You know what is a yacht? That's why you're a halogen yacht. If I tell you the money, you don't believe it. Just, there are somebody that said that he must be spending $25 million every day That is the owner of Amazon, so that his wealth can become normal. So people like that, they almost don't have a prayer point. But wealth should make you more prayerful. Don't know your prayer point will be different. The more money you have, the more prayerful you should be. Just that your prayer point will be what? Different. So prayerlessness is a sign of prodigality. You can do it on my own. Remember that powerful song, by myself it won't work. Lord, I need your help. Number 8. Prayerlessness is a sign of foolishness. Psalm 14 verse 1 to 2. You are thinking it will work. You're thinking things happen by chance. Nothing just happened, guys. Nothing just happened. Are we together? If you think anything happened, somebody talked to a spirit and made it to happen. Somebody what? Talked to a spirit to make it to happen. Prayerlessness is a sign of foolishness. The next point is, no one is too big to pray. No one is too big to pray. It is recorded that Jesus prayed 25 times in the Bible. Matthew 26 verse 36. Jesus prayed 25 times in the Bible. Nobody is too big, too anointed, too well informed to pray. Are we together? Then come Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane and said unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. Are we together? Now, if Jesus Christ, the Christos, the most anointed one, is praying, who are you not to pray? Are we together? If Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, do you think the demons will ever oppress Jesus? Do you think witchcraft will ever oppress Jesus Christ? Demons or poverty will he needed money and then the fish brought the money. But Jesus Christ prayed all night prayer. Who among us here is stronger than Jesus Christ? Nobody. No matter when I see that their neighbor is saying, please pray for me, let's pray. And the man prayed with the whole of his heart. I say, somebody like this. I think you just say, and it will happen. People like this, this man no longer human being, is a general. You know what I mean? And he's still praying. It will never come to a day that you are too big to pray. Something that will never be too much is prayer. Okay, now? It will never be too much. Now you can pray audibly and then in your heart. You can pray privately and you can pray formally and informally. See, somebody that has not seen problem that is praying in English. When problem comes, you begin to pray in Pidgin or your language. Okay? You can pray in every language. You can pray in any language. God understands. The Yoruba people believe that there is a way that some English doesn't carry the weight of what they want to say. Yes, is it true? So they prepare to speak the English. There are some things you want to tell God. But this English is watering down what you want to say. But God is sure all of the things you say. Heavy incantations. And then God understands what they're talking about. So you can pray in any language. You must not be correct English. When you hold your mind, you are not praying to people. You are talking to God. I don't want to speak outside now. Let me not go there. Praise God. Actually, I can't pray now, sir. Praise God. Now, your portion doesn't matter. Even if you kneel down, or you stand up, or you lie down, or you are flying on the air, portion doesn't really affect prayer. The fact that you kneel down doesn't mean you are more humble than somebody that is standing up. Are we together? But you need to know this. Because you must not kneel down to talk to God. If you stand up, you kneel down, you lie down, you fly in the air, you climb a tree, anywhere. Most times, let me tell you this, people pray the way they learned prayer. If you learned prayer from that Yadeboye, you will learn to kneel down. Because that is the way you learn prayer. Why you want to pray, Baba? You just go on your knees. Father. Is that correct? If you learn prayer from Dr. D.K. Olukoya, that is the way you pray. When you watch the TV, you see the way they pray. Like the body language they do always. You know that doesn't mean their prayer is less heard of God than the person that is kneeling down. I listened to Apostle Aaron and said the first time he prayed for 10 hours, he was lying down. See, that is the way he prays. You carry a pillow and put on his head and he can go zoom here and 15 hours is there. Only that the first time I prayed for 10 hours, it was after listening to that message. I said, I will tell you this thing. So I cleaned my bed very well, turned the bed upside down, lie down. 7 a.m. 7 p.m. I was on the bed. This thing is working. So you must not lie down, you must not kneel down, you must not stand up. Every posture matters. Are we together? Are we together? Now don't forget Matthew chapter 6 from verse 7 to 8. Matthew 6, 7 to 8. God knows every of our prayer requests. But he still asks us to ask. Matthew 6, 7 to 8. But when you pray, you do not bear reputations. What is bearing reputations? Come next Sunday. As the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Are we together? But be not in careful like unto them. For your father what? Knowing what things you have need of before you ask him. Now God knows that you are hungry. But he said, ask me for food. God knows that Abraham are about to shoot you. But he said, ask me for protection. Is that not looking as if it's not making sense? God knows that you need to marry. But God is saying, ask me for husband, ask me for wife. God knows that after NYC you need a job. But he said, ask me that he enjoys us making requests. I will ask you to listen to your, the message on Wednesday was just asking in prayers. Okay, I share the Lord that we cannot do today. For God expects us to ask. 2020 is my year. Your year of what? Your year of poverty? Your year of singleness? Your year of heat? You must specify what you want. Correct? I told them on Wednesday that Jesus Christ saw a blind man, but he was coming to him. Obviously, you should know that he needs his eye to see. Is that correct? But Jesus didn't ask him, what do you want? I shared with them on one of the old days, sorry, Pastor David, really, that he wanted to pray for a blind man for his eye to see. The blind man said, no, I don't want to see. Look at God, and he's blind, he's wealthy, I want to become like him. Full that story. So you think, it's not everyone that is blind that really want to see. What do you know that? That the other boy shared the story of a woman that was terribly sick. He came to pray for her. He said, no, don't pray for me. Why? Because my husband, after work, he comes to the hospital straight. And he's with me till the next day for work. When I was healthy from work, he goes to the beer parlor. I don't want to get well. I like him to be coming to me. True love story. Catherine Kuma was sick to a point of death. I heard this story from Robert Laden. Or a robot was there to pray for her. Kenneth Benny Hinn. What? Three anointed people. You know, God told Ora Robert, anybody you lay your right hand on, you'll be well. Ora Robert, don't hide it from Ora Robert. He said that he knew that Catherine Kuma would be healed if he prayed for her, but she said, no, don't pray for me. I want to go home. Now, I had to ask him, what do you want? So you must specify what you want in prayer. How to get up? Please listen to what I just message. It will really bless you. It will really bless you. So you must say what you want. And the man only asked for what? One thing. Only for his eyes to open. You should have asked, my eyes open. Wealth in abundance. Wife and children. If he had asked for all these things, will God do them? Come on, will God do them? But he only asked for what? I was not yet specified. I said, I'm wanting that prayer. Okay, please listen to the message. Praise God. Prayer will do it. So, there's a way to ask. I told them of a man that asked a when King Ahasuerus asked a question, he asked Haman, what will I do to the man that the king desired to honor? Is that correct? That was a request. And then Haman made one of the most stupid questions that get me angry in my reader in the Bible. So honor the man and give him a sheep and let somebody be crying, bow the knee. Why? Because Haman was wealthy. And he was thinking that request was for him. Is that correct? If you think the king asked a poor man, what will be done to a man that didn't decide to honor? What will a poor man say? What will a poor man say? Come on, guys, let's go. What will God, if was not Haman the king asked, ask a poor man, what will the poor man say?
Give me money.
Money? No, that is another book. Now you're saying money. Money is not a request. Listen to that when I tell you, money, why God say, give me money, it's not a request. How much do you want? How do you get that? I shared with them on one of the story of the Paul Levy Chok in his book. The good morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my senior father, something like that. So he asked God what he had been praying and he was frustrated. They said, God, I'm tired. I'm giving up. Because that is the problem most Christians make. When you are making a request, specify your request. You have been praying, I am fighting, but I didn't know what you really want. Then he specified, he said, Lord, I want an American bicycle. There are many brands of bicycles, is that correct? He said, I want a table made of mahogany wood. I want a chair. And then he specified the kind of chair. And then he prayed about it. All together. Now he specified his request. And then he testified in church. And then people came. And then they learned a story. But after a while, a missionary came to Seoul, South Korea. And then the son had a bicycle from America. And then the missionary just gave you a joke. That was one prayer answer. Exactly the situation. Number two, somebody came and gave him a table well carved with the wood. There are many wood. Is that not true? The wood of mahogany, exactly. And then the chair, exactly as he specified. That is why you must let the money is not a request. How much do you really want? I told them that prayer asking reveals your levels of faith. Because somebody can ask now, okay, so God, I need a car, there are many cars. There is Mercedes-Benz, there is Toyota, there is Lexus, there is what? I need a house, there are many houses, there is one bedroom self-contained, there is face me, I face my neighbor, there is a duplex, there is hostel, what type of house do you want? Lord, I need a job, what type of, there is local government, state government, federal government, hotel, pure water is a job, working anywhere is a job. What do you particularly want? Please listen to Wednesday's message, it will really bless you. Thank God, me that also testified. Because after we did, we called him and told him for us to write a prayer request on the road. He said he wrote 55, and on Thursday 15, we are already done. You see, because you have specified a request. Praise God. So now let's go. What are the necessities of prayer? Why must you pray? What are the necessities of prayer? Number one, prayer grants God permission to our affairs. Say with me, prayer grant God permission to my life affair. Jeremiah 3 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer. If you don't call, I will not answer. Is that not true? When Sister Moyo is on her own, and then a young man came and said, Sister Moyo, God, I love you, I want to marry you. And then she accepted the proposal. By saying yes to that proposal, she has granted the young man access to her life. Is that true? Is that true? Now the guy, before he cannot tell her, why did you not pick my call? Now he can say, why did you not pick my call? Why? Because she has given him access. Is that not true? Yes, you know, like, there are many people you cannot talk to because you don't have the right to talk to them. You can never see a young guy disbehaving and another child. No, you're not their father. You don't have the right. But what about you? You are my mentor. You are my tutor. When you see the person over misbehaving, you can call the person, sit down. This thing is wrong. Why? Because the person has given you what? Permission. That's what prayer does. That's why you must give necessity. That you must grant God permission by praying and say, Father, praise my family cause. You have granted him permission. Because I would say the earth has been given to the sons of men. There is something in the realm of the spirit. My mother said, our greatest asset, that is your will. Your will cannot be tempered by God. If not, everybody will be saved. True? You have a will. So who you permit to come into your life is who you are giving access to. So prayer gives God permission. God will not change your poverty till you pray and ask him to come and do it. God will not heal you. He knows you are sick, you are suffering of pain. But until you say, God heal me, now you are permitted him. Number two, a lifestyle of prayer reveals our helplessness to God and our dependence on God. Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Luke chapter 1 verse 14, and then Acts chapter 6 verse 4. And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there was prayed. When you wake up in the morning, morning devotion is the need. It's not religion. Are we together? Don't say, you know, Christians have a problem. Say that. It's not about religion. Sometimes I cannot wake up in the morning. I must not pray because I can talk to God anytime in the day. God is fellowship. Your problem is foolishness. Are you there? Your problem, or the person's problem, is mumulity. That is advanced form of mumulity. So you must talk to God in the morning. Bible says, have you commanded your days in the morning? Is that correct? When you wake up in the morning, Father, every day, everywhere my car is. A car was coming from here in the night. Another car left the other road and came and bashed the car and took it off. A clean 4-6. And the car that bashed his car was his dead. The car was on alcohol. They were talking to him. He was still under the influence of the anointing of alcohol. Praise God. But this guy was on a normal land. You must not look for trouble before trouble come and look for you. You can enter a wrong car, accident, fire an arrow to kill somebody in the car. And because you are there, you are dead. Say with me, if it will crash. If it will crash, I will not enter. And if I enter, it will not crash. If it will crash, I will not enter. And if I enter, it is not permitted to crash. Yes. So prayer, that's why Lord, I depend on you today. Order my steps. Order my steps. Take me in the right direction. May I meet the right people every morning, every night. One of the blessings that my father and my mother gave to me is morning devotion. Morning and night. You wake up in the morning, you must gather in the parlor. Everybody with his Bible. Even though I can't remember anything, we will be sleeping and they are reading the morning devotion. We are here. And then after everybody give me a request, I will stand up. And in the night, if I go back home today and I am in my father's house, by 7, everybody must come to the parlor. Even if you have 13 children, is the rule. Prayer in the morning, prayer in the night. Because that is the key. And that key preserves our family. So prayer depends on you. Show your helplessness. Because they told you, you cannot. There is a man called Peter Tan. You know Peter Tan? A man of, he said that when they go open his eye to see demons' life. The kind of demons in love for Jah, if you go to open your eye to see them, you know God in the morning. Don't forget this for these days. Say with me, this for these days. If you know what is really happening, this is the first day when I came to this state, I saw sacrifice on the road. I've never seen it in my life. I said, what is happening here? Another judge when I saw Semovita, and then I said, this is good. We are here. We are here. Praise God. As you are sleeping, somebody is calling Ada or is enchanting. The woman you are buying from the market, you don't know who she is. They can take your head, they don't know the person. So your helplessness is revealed in your prayer. Lord, help me. If you just pray, you must pray. Number three, necessity of prayer. Prayer allows us to dictate and direct our results, our desired results with specificity. Or specificity. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Or just have, let's have Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Okay, let's have this. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. That without reason, I make mention of what? You always in my prayers. Numbers 14, 28. So say unto them, I truly as I live, say the Lord, as he has spoken in my ears, so will I do. The way you requested for, that's what God will do. Hallelujah. If you have never asked God for a car, don't expect it. If you ever see a car, it's not God that gave you. Are we together? Are we together? So it allows you to specify what do you want. God can give you a blank check like all of us have now. Somebody can fix Bajaj. Somebody can fix Keke Napep. Somebody can write Sienna. Do you understand what I'm saying? God can give all of us there a blank check and say, write what you want. Somebody will write Bajaj, a bicycle, a motorcycle. Somebody say, Lord, what I want is the tender bear. Thank you, Father. I'm fast for it. Somebody will write Sienna. Somebody will write Pickup. Somebody will write Lexus. Somebody will write Mercedes Eagle. Somebody will write Lamborghini. Do you understand? It's the same request, but you are specifying what you want. People are giving you a blank. What type of word, wife, do you want? What type of husband do you want? Prayer makes you allow you to define a prayer. How do you get that? You must pray for the kind of wife you want and the kind of husband, the kind of children you want. Do you understand? How many of you have done that before? Yes. How do you want a man to look like? Why do you look slim like an apostle? Why do you look handsome like an apostle? Why do you look have plenty more like an apostle? Amen.
Amen.
Did you get a prayer request? Somebody is smiling. Fires. Why did you look like fires? Why did you be able to sing like fires? Or you wanted to be beautiful like Sister Iberia? Color like the sun?
Yeah.
Or you wanted to be dark brown like Sister Moyo? My God. So you must specify your request. Specify it. Where do you want to walk? Where do you want to be? Hallelujah. So prayer, give it up. How do you want demons to handle your case? Hope you know you can specify that. Do you know that? There are people that demons can enter their house, but they will not touch them. There are demons that demons can come to their bed, but they will not touch them. Bishop Abiyah said that anytime there are people that, when they are going on the road, there is armed robbery, and then the armed robbers leave, and they will come and pass. Bishop Abiyah said that anytime he is traveling, anybody traveling on that road is armed robber safe. Do you understand what I mean? So long as I'm traveling on this road, armed robbers are not permitted to exist that day. So if you're traveling on the same road that day, you're free. That is the way he has dictated his life. Anybody fly, any witch fly around your house is flying for death. What that is a dictation. I mean, is that a dictation? Somebody can enter your house and then operate somebody in the next room, but you are safe. But somebody can guard this house. I was hearing that Apostle Allah was praying, and then a witch flew, and then she fell and became a human being. Then he came to her and said, Lord, God, just did it. That's correct. Say, Kilon Shele or Shele Shele Mama, say they send me to come and kill Baba. The Lord God Jesus cool, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And the name of Jesus Christ died. Is it correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, they kill me. You go in. So then Peter look at it and say, you must kill them before they kill you. Ah, yeah. You must waste them before they kill you and repent in 2021. They will kill you and repent by December. And then leave your wife and the children to suffer. And then when they are testifying, say, wow, God has truly changed his life. But you know the danger that kind of guy has done. And now Robert testified, people say, wow, God has really changed his life. But you know how many people he has wasted. How together? So prayer permit your life. Say, I am too hot to be handled. Your temperature is too acidic, corrosive, toxic, and lethal for every witch to come close. No matter how anointed a fly is, he knows the smell of a hot stove. Yes, let that fly be anointed. When they come near stove, it meanders away. You can make your life like that. Are we together? That's what prayer will do to you. Prayer will empower your spirit man and strengthen you for dominion. Prayer empowers your spirit man and strengthens you for dominion. Prayer people has an identity. Jude 20 says, praying up your faith, praying up your building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. Anybody that prays have this arrogance in quote of confidence. Is it true? When you pray after a while, you behave like a drunk man. Bible says, be not drunk in wine, wherein in excess. But be drunk in what? You can drink 2,000 milligrams of the Holy Ghost. You don't want that, what you take it. 2,000 milligrams in the morning, 3 hours in dawn. Melikida kubaraga shade eli. You come out drunk and your eyes are red. Eyes red, eyeball danger. A weak John eye, he remove his eyes, advise himself. That said, this is danger coming to happen. You know what I'm talking about? You can make your life, build up your spirit. Don't be big on the outside and tiny on the inside. Pray, and the more you pray, your spirit man is growing. Bible says there's an inner man. Don't worry, we'll talk about that during our conference. There's an inner man. Build it up. Be a giant in your spirit by prayer. How together? Just imagine the devil sending a demon. Go and operate that they are devil here. The demon will say, you go yourself. Is that the truth? Then the demon will give the person giving the instruction, you go yourself. Because this one is above my level. His spirit, that is somebody that prayed in tongues for 72 hours. Always on prayer. He don't need to stand up because of fasting and prayer. He should sit down. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is somebody getting healed of blindness and your knee is rising up. And then, pop, pop, pop. I see they open Bluetooth. Things are not happening like that. Oh, but things don't happen like that, though, guys. Until you pray, your life will not change because you are crying alone. Until you look up yourself and say, this thing must change. You must break up from your family and personal problem by prayer. You know, I never cooked before. I never cooked, and then you cooked. And then the cover of the pot has covered the pot. And then you are applying fire, temperature 100 degrees Celsius. There is a level that they heat on the. I wanted to use chemical. It is what we call. Okay, let me maintain the pot. Ready or what? Look at that. As you apply fire, the temperature will. There's a point that the water will lift the leaf up. You need to look. Come on, you need to look. That means whatsoever is covering your destiny, ancestral power, generational power, keep on applying endothermic fire, inner temperature to the situation. As you pray, the lid will go off. How dare? Apostle Suleiman says, if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. There is no man too big for God to kill. Did you hear me? There is no powerful Dibia that is too strong for God to keep. Any land, anywhere, there is no president that God cannot waste. The most powerful man was Nebuchadnezzar. He was more powerful than all the presidents in the world together. He is like the president of France, America, Russia, UK. He was the emperor of the world. Is that not correct? Everybody listened to him. But when he became arrogant, God said, okay, there is a God that sits in heaven and ruleth in the affairs of men. Go and eat grass for 3 years first. He was sitting on his throne. They don't have, man, what is happening? God said he was giving the heart of a goat. Cruise feather. Hey, that is the person. A president in this country said that everybody must turn to another religion. He was threatening everybody, including that they are there for him. And then something happened between two ladies and he could not wake up. That was true. The man stole the country. No native doctor is too strong for God to kill. No leader is too powerful. If there is an oven in the village holding you back, your fire prayer can kill that person. Can roll that altar. Altogether. So prayer can help you specify your life and dictate your life. You don't pray, you are doomed. Altogether. Now, prayer established, or prayer is the established command roof, or the only way to access heaven is by your prayer. The only way to talk to God. John chapter 11, verse 41 to 43. Hallelujah. So once you pray to God, that is the only way. You must talk to God. You must verbalize your request. That is why you must necessitate a lifestyle of prayer. A lifestyle. Every day you are praying. You are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time you're talking to God. Now you must not close your room. You must not do something. You must learn to walk. Pray as you walk. How to get up? Many of us, you are a banker. You may not be having a legacy of 3 hours every day. You must learn to walk and pray in tongues as you are counting or giving out tellers. That's true. When you are traveling 2 hours journey, don't be looking at the road everywhere and be discussing with the person. Buhari said it's that party, that Buhari APC. And then for 2 hours of your life, you are discussing nonsense. Or you are just working on everybody in the car, working on everybody. Anytime you are traveling, for me, I have an earpiece that is not working always. No play, I'll not put it. You know, when you put the earpiece, the team are singing the song that's playing. That is my technique. If I travel for 2 hours, I'll show. As I enter the car, we are running. Unless the Holy Spirit says I should talk to somebody, I should pray or do something like that. How do you get that? That is the way. That's the way you maximize your time. When the place where people are discussing, put on your earpiece, they'll think you're listening to something. And meditate and begin to do plenty things. And wisdom will come for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So what are the benefits of the lifestyle of prayer? Or what does prayer do to us? When you begin to pray and make prayer a lifestyle, what will begin to happen to you? Number one, prayer brings you to alignment to God's will. Lamentations 3:22, Philippians 1:19, Philippians 1:9, and Colossians 1:9. Prayer brings you to alignment to God's will. It is difficult to miss God's will if you are prayerful. All together.
Lamentations 3:25, and then Philippians 1:9, and then Colossians 1:9.
Okay. The Lord is going on to them that what? Wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him.
Now Philippians 1:9.
And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in what? All judgment. It is difficult to miss and marry the wrong person if you are prayerful. Do you hear what I said? Very, very difficult. Somebody, one of the great generals, missed her husband. She missed her husband, is that correct? But she said that when she was praying, she knew this was not the man she should marry. I read it in her book. So that it was a stubborn that made her to marry, but God told her. When you are praying, when you are prayerful, you'll be able to become sensitive and say, don't enter this car. Apostle said he was traveling, and then he paid the money to the boss. As he was about to enter the bus, his peace left him. And then he came down and said, give me my money. Are you mad? Are you crazy? People within insulting. Just keep quiet. So when he boarded the next car, 15 minutes into the journey, that bus was hanging on a tree. We have not been dead like that. There are many people that died because of insensitivity. Many people invested in MMM because of not hearing God. Millions of naira. True. Many people pick a job that will end their life. Now you have two job offers. One will pay you 50,000 naira, another will pay you 150. You have to pick the one of 150 because they don't pick it. Don't pick it. Pick one of 150. And you do that death. No. That 150 job can end your life in 3 months. Hope you know that. That 150 job can make you marry the wrong person and ruin your life. But in that 50 days, you can build a life and your life will be established. Prayerfulness makes you to always know God's will and follow it. You will never miss it if you are prayerful. You will never. Are we together? If you miss it because you chose to miss it. But God will always make sure that He speaks to you. And you know that is the way most time I used to know what to preach. When, as I pray. It just comes like a subject. Bam! You will never miss it. That was the way I got to know who I'm supposed to marry or where I'm supposed to stay. Every decision of your life. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayerfulness makes you to be aligned to the will of God. You will not miss to the next. You will not go to the wrong city because of prayerfulness. Number two. Prayer develops and deepens our relationship and fellowship with God. Prayer develops and deepens our relationship and fellowship with God. John 10:4, verse 8, draw near to me and I what? Draw near to you. The only way you can claim you know me is by spending time with me in communication. You know, seeing we are discussing the other day about one of us here. I said, this person is very gentle and very good, though. And then Andrew said, apostle, because of the way I see him in church. You don't know him. That's not true. Maybe because they have spent more time with the person and they know the person what? More. The more you spend time in prayer, you know God the more. Because as you're talking to him, you know him more. If I spend 1 month in a room with man of God here, I will know him more than I know him now. I'll know the way he swallows ever. I know whether he's stingy when we come to food. No, nobody is stingy in church. That's not true. Yes, anybody stingy in church? I know the way nobody slaps his wife in church. It's at home, you know. Are you asking what's one of my fighting in church? It's when they get home. So it's when you're in love with somebody, you will be able to know. So the more you pray, the more you know God. There are sometimes nobody can come and easily deceive you. Say, God spoke to me. That you're my wife, you're my husband. You don't marry me, this will not work. But you know that's not the way God operates. Are you here? Come on, say, sell down your car and drop it as an offering. And have God speak to me. Somebody came and met Bishop Oyedepo and said, God told me to buy me a car. Bishop Oyedepo said, go and tell God I'll be here. They go and tell God. He said that because at that point of his life, if you carry him up and knock him on the ground and say, money for car, come on, he doesn't have it anywhere. So should you go and buy you a car? He said, go and tell God, I need it here. Because you are, you know that the way somebody will go and borrow, say, ah, he's the man of God. What do you know that? There are many people that deceive because the person is wearing their collar. You don't know God for yourself. Pray and know the way God operates. Hallelujah. Number three, prayer empowers you against temptation and trials. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do more things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that correct?
Yes,
Matthew 6:13, the Bible says, lean up not any, I can do all the through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. These are two prayer points. Guys, all the men say, I'm with you, sir. All the men say, we are here.
We are here, sir.
It's better to pray, Father, deliver me from sexual temptation than to. No. It's better to pray that, Lord, lead me not into the temptation than to pray, deliver me from the temptation. Do you understand what I said, guys? Pray that the adversary will not come. Than to say you are in that situation and say, Father, Lord, deliver me. God will help your brothers in the name of Jesus Christ. When you come to immorality from brothers, it takes self-control from God to help you.
This is only so if I begin to turn and they say,
but brothers, guys, may we not even get there. May you not be in the place. May you not be in the situation until you are already seeing her naked. And say, Father, deliver me. No. Pray that God will not even lead you there first. Because the part of your organ that responds to that doesn't have Holy Ghost. He doesn't want it. He has a mind of his own. Brother, you need to know at all. You can be praying the Holy Ghost. Your part of your body doesn't know the Holy Spirit at all. So better pray that you don't even be led into it. Not that I eat already and begin to pray, please deliver me. And when the lady wants to make you fall, your sister doesn't understand that, brothers, when you are half naked, what you are telling a brother is touch me. And then you cannot say you have exposed your nakedness and then the brother comes and say, he raped me or he did something like that. They don't know that these things don't work the same way. Altogether, you can get a shortcut exposing your lap, feel about going your leg. Your tongue is showing and your body is tight like chewing gum. And then you visit a brother. And you expect them to be a brother. Don't you want like that though? Brother, say, Father,
Father,
lead me not
into
temptation. So that I'm not need to pray, deliver me at all. For that, I don't want to get there. How together? That what prayer will do for you. When it's coming, the car will break. When the temptation is coming, God will avoid you. Altogether, prayer delivers you. Ladies have other temptation, and the other temptation is hearing a man. What a lady can give a man is her ears. She will fall. That's true. Because men are wired to say sweet things. We can tell you that this color is black. Men are gifted in that area. They can tell you this whole color is black and convince it among you to believe. It's not about my eyes telling me believe, but saying this black is true. By the manner of presence, that is the way men are wired. And then ladies fall by hearing. Or will fall by seeing. Is that correct? So may you not meet a brother that can talk Prince English. And in reality is preaching that he knows. May God give you understanding about what I said.
Amen.
May you not meet a car that comes to visit you with a car. And then he's squatting six of them in the room. May you not be letting you. But prayer deliver. Once the person comes, as he's talking, you're hearing something else. As he's talking, you're hearing something else. Prayer delivers you from all kinds of temptation, the wrong business, the wrong people. It empowers you. You can see a naked lady and walk away. That was when I knew you need the Holy Spirit. I tell you guys. Being in a situation where all I needed was to remove my clothes. Naked, available, waiting for me. I said, no. You know what delivered me? I said, Father, all my years of fasting and prayers. All my years of fasting, sacrifice. That was year 2017, 2018. I'm just wasting like this. God forgive. That was when I knew how vulnerable human beings were. vulnerable. Brothers, do not be led to that kind of temptation. And prayer deliver is strengthening your spirit mind. You can look and leave. You can look and walk away and say, to hell with your body, to hell with your money, to hell with your life, to hell with your house. Prayer delivers you, it empowers you. Nobody will deceive you as you begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, prayer stabilizes your physical health. Prayer stabilizes your mental health. And then prayer admonishes your emotional health. Your physical health can be stabilized by prayer. Your physical health can be stabilized, your mental health. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be anxious. Anxiousness is an emotional problem. Three of us. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request what? Known unto God. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 6 to 7. Scientists have researched. They said that the more you pray, humble yourself therefore under the arms, the hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Yes. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Have you been to a prayer meeting before, crying and heavy, and then you left light? Has it happened to you? You went to job and prayer, yes, that happened to us, all of us, right? As you go pray, you go with burden. There are many days I go to service crying and heavy. But after praying, it's like there was refreshing. Don't imagine if you do that always in your room. The guy broke your heart, I will pray. The lady broke your heart, I will pray. I'm drinking Gary, I will pray. You are afflicted in your body, you will pray. It will make you to be physically and emotionally stable. You have nobody around you, you are lonely, pray. The more you pray, the more company you have with angels and the spirit realm. How together? Because you can actually be married and be lonely. But you can never have God and be lonely. So prayer stabilizes your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. You know this thing I said, that forgive and forget. Forgiving is easy, but forgetting is not easy. That's true. The only way you can forget is when the Holy Spirit heals you internally of that wound. So prayer makes that to happen for you. Prayer helps you to access wisdom. Prayer helps you to access wisdom. And then prayer helps you to look like God. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, that as we look into prayer this month, your prayer life will go to another level. In the name of Jesus. Just like the way I receive impartation of prayer. You will learn the different types of prayer, how to pray, prayer mistakes, and then I'll give you some keys from my personal life, keys to get 100% desire in your prayer request. I'll pick it up. And then we have looked at asking, seeking on Wednesdays. Because of the compost we've been doing this month, we have decided to suspend what we've been looking at on Friday. Wednesday, Friday, prayer and the word throughout the month. And then by the end of June, something about our life will change forever. Are we together? Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Now, today is our communion Sunday.